You're listening to Acer. I'm your host, Diane Douglas, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is New Databases Trends. Diane Douglas is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. As any database administrator knows, the first question you have to ask is whether you should use SQL or NoSQL databases in your application. Get ready to see which database management system has been most popular over the years. Imagine this to discover the most important metrics to track and the most important and time-consuming database management tasks, also known as relational databases. It allows you to store and retrieve unstructured data in a dynamic schema. Data is defined and manipulated using a structured query language such as SQL, but data can also be defined and manipulated in a non-relational database such as NoSQL. NoSQL can be a document, graph, column, or even key value, all of which can be organized into a data structure. NoSQL is popularly used to create unique structures and bridges the gap between relational databases and non-relational databases such as SQL. For decades, SQL has had an enormous advantage in terms of performance, scalability, reliability, and ease of use, but less so in terms of data structures. Although most organizations and companies have decided to abandon old databases like Oracle, SQL is still popular. However, not all of them have migrated to NoSQL, and although many organizations have decided to migrate to a legacy database that is also popular in the business world as an alternative to SQL. But not everyone is moving in the NoSQL direction that many companies are not. SQL systems are still in popular demand for data analysis in many business buildings, and SQL systems are still popular for in-demand data analysis in some businesses. In the last decade, the increasing use of multi-databases has been an important driver for the growth of data analysis in commercial buildings. The use of multi-databases has exploded in recent years, compared to the previous trend of putting all eggs in one basket. Almost half of the organizations we have spoken to actually use more than one type of database to generate electricity, and we know that they combine several databases to support their products. Together they use all kinds of databases and management systems for data analysis, data management, analytics, business intelligence and more. This is less shocking, but the combination of SQL and NoSQL databases makes it one of the most popular databases in the world today. As you can see in the above section of this chart, the two most common types of databases today consist of two different types: SQL. SQL is used in multiple databases, and SQL. These two SQL databases are clear competitors, but can be shared to store different records. Now that we know which application is most popular, let's take a look at what time consumes us on the database management front. How does this survey compare to the best-known data sources such as Oracle's DB Engine's ranking? Oracle holds on to first place, but the top five place the market leader in a top five ranking of DB engines, with Oracle in second place and SQL in third place. Oracle's database user share is low, although we expect a significant increase in the number of users of Oracle's SQL database management system. We believe that you are using, or at least hearing about, products that are constantly at the top of various charts and database lists for web application development. To help you make your decision, we analyzed which databases are popular in 2019 and created our own forecast of database trends for 2020. We selected the top 10 most popular databases for 2019, 2020 and 2021 and compiled a list of the top solutions to help you choose the database for your needs. If your organization is limited to one database type, develop your data strategy in such a way that powerful database management systems can complement each other and close the gaps in data needs. The combination of MySQL and MongoDB is now one of the most popular database management systems in the world. Although MongoDB is often seen as an alternative to MySQL, the two databases work well when properly designed. If you are a single user of a database type who is considering adding more database types to the mix, this section is intended for databases SQL and NoSQL alike that are most commonly used together. Kubernetes has gained a lot of traction as a serverless platform, but more game-changing tools could emerge, as parallelism and scaling are very important technologies. NoSQL databases may also attract attention, as changes to the MongoDB license SSPL can still have an impact on other NoSQL database families and provide opportunities for them. This opens the door to improvements and could trigger a new wave of development in the database industry. Perhaps the most interesting new development is the development of a new type of database, the NoSQL database. NoSQL was created as a way to solve the problem of large databases spread across multiple servers or even around the world. Relational databases work fine, but it is important that only one person is able to manipulate a piece of data simultaneously, a concept known as record locking. This has been ASA, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.